Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another of the series of Read the Word. Here we are again today, Saturday morning, June 4th. My goodness, what's happened to this year already? It's amazing how fast time flies when you're having fun. That one snuck on me, and when you're not having fun sometimes. Anyways, it's going to be a good time. The next 10 days, we're in the book of Proverbs. Solomon is sitting on his throne, ruling the people of God, and he's writing what he's seeing in front of him in a very candid way, and it's very powerful. Billy Graham it's been said of Billy Graham that he read the book of Proverbs through every month. And it's no wonder the man never had a scandal in his life. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful name. Here we go. Got four to read, so we got some reading to do. Proverbs chapter 3, one of my most favorite Proverbs, books of Proverbs of the whole, chapters of Proverbs of the whole book. My son, do not forget my law. Let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you the word. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor with God and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your navel, your flesh, King James says navel, and it'll be strength to all your bones. The word of God will be. Just reading this word, verse 9. Honor the Lord with your substance, with your possessions, with the first fruits of all your increase. And your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son, in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, not intellectualism, wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. 16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. They will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. You will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you'll lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. If you're having trouble sleeping, there's a really good verse for you right there. 25, do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence, and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due. What is in the power of your hand to do so? Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I'll give it, when you have it with you. Do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do not strive with a man without a cause. He has done you no harm. Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. Look at this verse. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. Surely he scorns the scornful, but gives grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacies of fools. Chapter 4. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, systematic way of doing. Do not forsake my law. I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother. He also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commands and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. Want to get promoted? Exalt wisdom. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Wisdom comes from God. High intellectualism comes from man. People follow the great philosophers and think they're getting somewhere, but you're not. Because wisdom comes from God, but it's based in faith and love. And man's wisdom is based in how high he can think in his mind. Well, God said, my thoughts are way above your thoughts. So come up to my place. He wants you to come up to his place. But you get that by revelation. I've taught you in the way of wisdom. I've led you in the right paths. Verse 12. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked. Do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they've done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless They make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. And you can see those people all over the United States of America. The path of the just is as a shining light that shines even brighter to the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. The word of God. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your feet from evil. Proverbs chapter 5, the peril of adultery. My son, pay attention to wisdom. Lend your ear to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion. And your lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she's as bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Feet go down to death. Her steps lay hold of hell, lest you ponder her path of life. Her ways are unstable. You do not know them. Therefore, hear me now, my children. Do not depart from the words of my mouth. You remove your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one. Pause. Let aliens be filled with your wealth, and your labors go to the house of a foreigner, and you mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed. And you say, how I have hated instruction, and my heart despised correction. Not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin, in the midst of the assembly and the congregation. Drink water from your own cistern, and running water from your own well. Should your fountain be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets, let them only be your own and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth as a loving deer and a graceful doe. Let her breast satisfy you at all times and always be enraptured with her love. For why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman and be embraced in the arms of a seductress? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. His own iniquities entrap the wicked man, as he is caught in the cords of his sin. He shall die for a lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly, he shall go astray. Wise words. You got to remember, Solomon's sitting on his throne. He's ruling and judging. So everything you read in Proverbs is because of something that Solomon sat right there and saw in front of him. And then wrote it in the book saying, man, don't act like that. Here we go. chapter 6. My son, if you become surety for a friend, if you've shaken hands and pledged for a stranger, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, and deliver yourself. For you have come into the hand of your friend. Plead with your friend. Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, and like a bird from the hand of the fowler. And now we're going to talk about the ant. These are good. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer, gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, and your poverty will come on you like a prowler, in your need like an armed man. Now we turn to the wicked man. Hold on, got to get my stuff together. A worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. He winks with his eyes, he shuffles his feet, he points with his fingers, but perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. He sows discord. Therefore, his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly, he shall be broken without remedy. Man, if this is you in any way, change. Just change. 16, these six things does the Lord hate. 7 are an abomination to him. Lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. Heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that are swift to running to evil. A false witness who speaks lies. And those who sow discord among the brethren. All of these wicked politicians that are sowing discord, God calls them an abomination. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they'll keep you. When you sleep, they'll keep you. When you wake, they'll speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a law, a light to my path. The reproofs of construction are the way of instruction, are the ways of life, to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattering tongue of a seductress. Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, nor let her allure you with her eyelids. For by means of a harlot, a man is reduced to a crust of bread. How often have you seen that? An adulteress will prey upon his precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can you walk on hot coals and your feet not be seared? So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her shall not be innocent. People do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he's starving. Yet when he's found, he must restore sevenfold. May have to give up all the substance of his house. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. Wounds and dishonor he will get, and his reproach will not be wiped away. For jealousy is a husband's fury. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will accept no recompense, but will he be appeased? Though you give many gifts, and you can see Solomon sitting there on his throne saying, somehow I got to help these people get this. Now, circle the wagon. Get wisdom. Stay in the book. It'll be health to your body, soundness to your mind, an ornament around your neck, favor with God and man. And it'll keep you from the evil woman or man, either one, whichever way they go. Because the word of God is living and powerful. And it's alive and well in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray the prayer of salvation. We want to make sure everyone here has the opportunity to be right with God. I'll say the prayer a couple words at a time. You say it with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. According to John 3:16, you say, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again on the third day just for me. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus. All of your love, all of your mercy, all of your grace, all of your righteousness filling every part of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Now, you might be saying, what is going on, Pastor? Well, on the inside of you, what you're experiencing is Jesus, the light of the world, just filled you, and all that darkness left. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just came inside of you in the life you now live by. You live by the faith of the Son of God. Father Dish adopted you in the family. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And he just filled you with all of his love, mercy, grace, and righteousness. You're filled. So naturally, you're experiencing amazement. You might say, Pastor, I don't even know how to be a Christian. Well, I do, and I'm here to help you. Find my email address and website right there in the notes of this program. We want to be a blessing to you in any way we can. We got hundreds of videos. That is a very friendly, interactive type video. And we want you to have it so that you can study and grow and develop God. We're here every night, Monday through Saturday, on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, 8 p.m. Central, or 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. And we're going to study the Bible and learn faith. And we want you to be with us every day. That's all we got for this day. Remember, tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, right here on Read the Word, we'll have communion together. There's a link down there that is a playlist that has every one of the Read the Words in it. So one of your friends or family, acquaintance, somebody you work with, can start at Genesis 1-1, and they could catch us before too long because we're not that far into the book. We're going to be in Proverbs now for the next 8 days. Going to be a good study. Till we see you again. Enjoy your Saturday. We'll see you tomorrow morning for communion in Jesus' mighty name. Remember this, we love you and God loves you and Jesus is Lord.